Volkswagen. I think you might be in the
like that.
We're going to bring the meeting to order for the Oceano Community Services District, August 24th, 2011. Okay, roll call, please.
Vice President Guerrero?
Present.
Director Hurdle?
Present.
President Angelo?
Here.
Director Searcy?
Here.
Director Lucy?
Present.
Okay, and let's do the flag salute, please.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay,
Madam President, good evening. We have two changes. The sheriff's watch commander is on comments to the board have to be made, be turned in at the start of the meeting, and they will be addressed at the appropriate time. And with that, that's all the changes that we have.
Okay, do we have... board member comments?
Well, actually, we have one public comment.
I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you ready, Caroline?
Yes.
Giselle Naylor.
Good morning, members of the board.
Good evening, Giselle.
I missed the last public meeting that you had, but I wanted to update you on the OCSD's request to have me excluded from these public meetings based on the fact that I kept asking for public records. I mean, that's their claim, and that was harassing. Well, the judge found that there was no basis for the temporary restraining order, and since I've come back between August 10th and August 24th tonight, apparently the duties of the staff have changed, and the documents that are normally provided to the public in paper form are no longer available. So it appears that the reluctance to provide public records in a timely manner and wrong. I've asked Mr. Gieslin for a written explanation of each staff member's duties, because in the past, Carol Ann Pardo and Celia have fulfilled public records requests when they've had time between their duties, and now that apparently has been taken away, and that duty has now been assigned to Tom Giesland. And at the rate of pay of $87,000 a year, if Tom Giesland takes away from his normal tasks to provide basic public records requests,
3 minutes.
Is that going to be a change in salary? Is he still getting paid the $87,000 a year to provide those public records? And is that the best expenditure of funds? Any comment would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Okay, do we have anyone else?
Yes, we have Mr. Jeff Pinack for us.
Hi, Jeff.
For representing Surf Riders on the Sewer and Sanitation District.
Yeah, good evening, Oceano OCSD.
Good evening, Jeff.
Nice to be here again, and glad to see you all. I don't have to read anything tonight, so I'd rather see you than I don't have to read something. I'd change
that.
So, Surf Rider, slow.surfrider.org. I just want to say how grateful I am, first of all, that you guys are all paying attention and that you care and that you, for what you do here. Because and to that end, we turn our view, of course, to the sanitation district, which is what we are here to talk about all the time. you know, it remains a fact that the plant is old, it's aging. There was one of our citizens wrote an opinion in the paper, letters to the editor this week, you might have seen it. Yes, our rates are low. They're low because we haven't done anything to the plant in ages. Population has tripled since the plant was first put into service. In addition to it, our population tripling, meaning Oceano, Ogora Grande, and Grover, not only has it tripled, but we have this massive, massive influx of people that come to tourist on our coastline. Well appreciated, by the way. I'm not saying we don't appreciate these tourists. They pay a lot of our bills and our salaries, and they allow our businesses to thrive. So we're grateful to have those tourists in our hotels and of course, on our beaches. But the fact remains that we have, you know, we have a plant that's violating. How much it's violating, we really still don't have any real answer to that, because they still get to monitor themselves inside. Samples are taken on the inside and sent to a lab after they pass through a chain of command that's, I'm not going to say suspect, but it's open to it's open to fudging, so to speak. And that's not really an acceptable method of doing business. Water Board and the regional water boards, I know MET3, just about done. I wanted to say other things tonight, but it is where it is. It's that thing that we are really looking at, is getting some kind of oversight on all sewage plants that are discharging effluent into public water bodies. We can no longer let the fox watch the hen house, as is very evident from the SEC investigations that came out this week, which I'm sure you've seen on the news, that the SEC has destroyed 18,000 investigation documents at lower
thank
levels.
Thank you, Jeff. Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no other comments, and let's move to board member comments. Or do you want to go to review and approval of minutes? Your comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I first want to thank the staff for shortening the meetings down and lightening the Friday barrage of paper. It's probably the most comprehensive reports I've ever received, and I really, really greatly appreciate that. And they're clear, concise, and they're not loaded down with a bunch of minutia, so you actually can grasp what you're trying to communicate. I want to comment on to the people of Oceano is that a lot of, the district has been through a lot of change and turmoil, and I know the board has been right up high, and the town morale is getting much, much better. So it goes further than just this body and the five of us. Thousands are impacted on how effective you guys have had to pull things together, and it's really in a very comprehensible fashion. Now, what makes me sad is that we have a member of the community who has totally abused our staff. And this is where I ask the community to step in. When people like myself fought for the Freedom of Information Act, we did not fight for people to come in and abuse people who work in government entities and in public entities. That was not our intent as civil rights leaders. It was not to come in and bog down the system so it couldn't move. That's counterproductive. That's hurting us as people of Oceano. It is the staff. Not only have you been able to accomplish some of the drafts, the audits, just the overall facility, but you've had to deal with a member of our community that is taking up hours and hours and hours of time, having to have change policies in place, being screamed at. It is beyond what anybody should have to go through. And so as a person who strongly encourage that restraining order to be put in place, because people, it's past the point of requesting public documents. It's just straight out abuse, and it's costing us thousands and thousands of dollars. So, and as a board member, I'm really appalled by it all, that your work is being disrupted and you're being treated this way.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone else? Comment?
I like your insight, Mary, on this. I didn't realize that you had fought for the right for public information. And I know that we have a responsibility to provide, but at the same time, I think that an exercise in patience and understanding that there are other duties that are required by the staff, especially during this transition period, and just a little more flexibility in the requests and how they're made, I think would go a long way and be really, truly appreciated.
Thank you.
My only comments are I want to echo some of Director Lucy's comments about what has happened in the last couple of months. I'd like to point out there's the media is not here waiting for a circus act. About 2 or 3 months ago, I said, you know, we need to do 3 things. And the first one was to get control of the district. And we did. We ripped off the Band-Aid and got control of the district. And now the energy, the professionalism, the amount of work product that's being produced, and the control of the district is it's incomparable. It's incomparable. And so there was a really hard time there for a while when we were a ship without a rudder, but that's not the case.
Okay, next item will be review and approval of the minutes for August 10th.
I do have one comment on the review of the minutes.
Okay.
At number 5, public comments. It says Jeff Pinak spoke positively. I would ask that we strike the word positively about the sewer plant. I don't think that quite captures Mr. Pinak's attitude towards the sewer plant. Other than that, I don't have any comments.
I move that we move the minutes.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. And we go on. Okay. Reports would be from OCSD operations.
Thank you. Lately, the last 2 weeks have been all about the audit, and you have an audit draft that we have reviewed and sat down with the auditor. And I need to let everybody know that originally came out as an adverse opinion, but then when we analyzed some of the areas, we had a subsequent meeting and showed that we had those controls in place, and that in respect he was kind of jumping the gun from 08-09 to actually 9-10 and 10-11. Because we changed legal counsels between the time the audit started and when we got it finished, I needed to get legal documents and affidavit letters from both Kirk and Seaman. Holes coming off the AS-400 that can be easily fixed once we have all the information, and we've re-enlisted Sharon Necrotti to come back in and run reports to meet the accounting team that we've assembled to get this stuff taken care of once and for all. We're also asking for the position papers and the trial balance and everything that came from the audit, because we have to select a new auditor and we want to be able to hand off the uniform standard of doing it. And quite candidly, it's going to make life a lot easier and a lot simpler. We won't have to re-explain our position. Saying that 2010 and 2011 fiscal years are going to be very difficult because of the total lack of control, the total disaster of the accounting records. We are going to come out with a significant amount of egg on our face, but we're taking a proactive response to where we can give that information to the auditor, saying, yes, we didn't do this, and here's the reason why, and here's the corrective action that we've since put forward. So it's going to be a defensive position, but we're going to let them know that we've got our act together now and are going to move forward. Has been fielding stuff as we come in, helping pick up the slack, and then Marie's making sure that the operation of our bills coming in and bills getting paid, interfacing, backing me up, doing everything that we can. I've had to be more in the field recently, and so when I leave, I have zero worries that we're not being productive and everything else. And those of you that have dropped in, when I'm not here, you see that it's business as usual, and they're still working at that hard pace that I've been pushing them at. Facilities. We've done some things to improve the facilities, but we've also got some maintenance issues. We have some roof leaks in the fire station, which I had an inspector out today, and he's going to quote both doing emergency repairs so that we don't have the rain coming in when the rains hit. He's also going to give us a quote on getting the roof redone. The repair job will be done first, and then not this year, but next year, we will budget in a roof repair, because there's no reason why we shouldn't get another another year or two out of the existing roof. As far as the existing leaks that we have, they're all caused by us. When the antennas were mounted on the roof, they had a pipe, and the pipe, over time, because it's carrying the weight, starts to slip, and it's just like you taking a straw and putting it through your sandwich. The same thing is happening on our roof. And then there's one corner drain that looks like was not exactly put in the proper way, but it's a very inexpensive fix today, but that's where we're going with that. We just completed our new billing cycle, and our late notices have gone out, and they're running traditionally about the same as they've run in previous bills. But overall, the overall position of the billing is it's really good. We've got a lot of positive feedback. Everything's self-explanatory. I do need to share with you this. When Marie was going through the Tyler thing, because as you know, we're looking to modify our contract or make some changes there, she discovered a bill that was exactly what we needed to have done. And for some reason, it was redlined. And so we went through a grand jury response for no legitimate reason. And the two of us looked at each other today when she uncovered it and said, what, why, how? But we say that a lot. But so it's just a different thing. We do have a 12-cent rate increase coming through as part of our overall rate increase, and that will be on the next billing cycle. There's been a lot of concern about the sand district. Director Angelo and I have been working on it. That's probably the main thing that we talk when we have our one-on-one meetings. And we're close, but we're just not there yet to make a formal presentation of the board. But I will tell you that we are extremely worried because of the non-compliance with the effluent pension, and we are looking at it every way that we possibly can. I've worked with our guys specifically on it at coming up with ideas, and we do have an open line of communication that was previously strained with the people there, but we're finding that everybody's sharing their ability to do that. We all talked about the I&I report that came out, and I spent last Thursday climbing in manholes and reviewing all the areas, because I wanted the boys to show me exactly where the original INI report was inaccurate. I witnessed it. I called the people that wrote the report, and one of their guys is coming down tomorrow. And at 1:30, we're going to do a complete review. So if you see me in jeans and work boots, it's not because I'm, you know, ducking out. It's because some of them are in the hinterlands of Oceano, and it is somewhat messy. We also paid a visit out to the flap gates because, and I'll get to that part next, but and got an understanding of that. We went to the lagoon. We looked at stuff like that, and there are people testing the biological factors of the lagoon and the stuff that goes out by the floodgates. On top of that, Pavel Ogren, the Director of Public Works for San Luis Obispo County, is publishing a solution or perceived solution to the flooding problem that Oceano has experienced over time. And I, his program manager on the project, and I had my three guys sit in, and we reviewed the whole concept, and we brought stuff to the table that they were totally unaware of, and now they have made some modifications to their plan. And they want to come down and present to this board next month what their plan is, along again with Oceano Advisory Council. To equal that work, I made the commitment to Mayor Ferraro that I would include the Arroyo Grande people as well, because they work with it every day. And we will also extend to Grover Beach. We're really trying to get this interagency communication so that we're not reinventing the wheel. And because when you take the money, it's all coming out of our pockets. And if we got three people digging in when we only need one, then that makes a lot of sense. So we're working really hard to do that. And the district also had some heartburn relationship with San Luis Obispo Public Works people and our people, because they kind of discounted our people in their opinions, and that has been put to bed. And I'm proud to say that the interchange was very, very positive and very welcomed. And actually, county called me up after the meeting and said, we really appreciate you doing this, and anything you need, we will be there to support you. So in my opinion, you can't ask for anything better than that. So I'm ecstatic about that. And they did push back and say that a lot of this stuff is state Environmental Protection Agency and Federal Environmental Protection Agency stuff. And my response was, well, have we even exercised what we're on? During the week, and Mike Dacey's here, we had an issue with some will serve letters, and there appears to be some double standards, or that's probably not a fair word, but certain will serve letters were handled different than other will serve letters. And our rule is that we will issue a will serve letter, but we also give them a fee schedule, and they're supposed to make a deposit on the fees. And some people have made deposits on fees, and some people haven't. In Mr. Dacey's case, we're still researching it because he has a corporation name and a regular name. But we can only find where original plan check was done and cannot find a financial trail that says that any of his fees were paid. So we will go through and get that resolved, because we're here to serve them. They're our customers, and we want that to happen. So we're finding some where, like Coker Ellsworth, which you're going to approve today, he had started paying his fees, but he still had a remaining balance. We told him he had a remaining balance, and he brought the check in today. So we understand the tightness of trying to get things built and the problems that they have with the county. Lord knows we've all had to deal with them. And so I just want to state that that got moved from, we didn't know this was here, to it's now a priority.
Thank you.
The meetings I attended were the Sanitation District and Board of Supervisors. I had a meeting with county accounting last week, and then by that time all the Tyler systems should be updated, We made the decision to go back one more year and update that even more and capture all the stuff that is required. And tomorrow there is a fire ride where these firefighters are riding the state of California. They were supposed to come here today for lunch and use our facilities to recharge, but they will be here tomorrow, so if any of you have time to swing by. Carol Ann's got balloons set up, and Mike Hubert's going to serve lunch, and we're going to be there to take care of them as well.
What time is that, Tom?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
And the only, I think that's it.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. You know, just pointing out, you know, I don't know, I feel like it's my birthday or something, because we have an audit in front of us, and I just, like, I want to scream really loud, you know, I just can't help but point out, like, we have an audit, finally, you know, and I know it wasn't easy, but the community of Oceano needs to know that we have an official audit of our books, so thank you so, so much.
Okay. Are we on that section yet?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, there were some issues. Oops, okay. I'll wait.
Put forward to bring this to fruition.
And staff.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing. I think I'm going to frame it. It's been next to my bed for three nights now.
Okay.
It just shows accountability. You know, it's a good thing.
Okay. Cash disbursements.
Oh, we got that. Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. We went right past it. Reports from the outside committees and board of directors. And
I have a
want to start?
Okay. On August 15th, I attended the Oceano Advisory Council Committee meeting, and Nancy Horton, supervisor from County Planning Department, gave a very informative presentation on the process that the Planning Commission uses to make their determinations on proposals, and how the advisory councils of the county play into that decision-making process and the procedures. And that was very informative, as I said. However, that discussion also rolled into the recycling stations that have been approved for Oceano. And they've already been approved. I find it very troubling to learn that the county has a requirement that permanent structures be included, and it is my opinion that the county has the cart before the horse, because if this requirement is in place, I feel that the approval should have been withheld until these structures were in place. However, they have been approved, and that is the way they will function.
Director, were they approved through the Planning Commission for the county, or before the Board of Supervisors?
This was from the Planning Department that I got this information, and I'm not sure. I think it's still at the planning level.
Okay, because I don't know if it would help for us to send a letter as a board. I don't know if that's within our jurisdiction. But I do know that there has been a community petition that's been put around in the area and that several signatures have been collected.
Yes, but there is an appeal process, but the appeal is $850. And that pretty much precludes people from even participating in that.
Yeah. So the planning, so it has gone before the Board of Supervisors?
They both have been approved. They both have been approved to operate.
Because my understanding is it was up before the Planning Commission. Mr. Geisler might be able to speak to this further.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you I did attend that meeting. That the problem, in my opinion, was that county planning staff made a couple basically they were trying to get make him to hit a moving target, and so they felt that that was unacceptable at the time, and so they tried to mitigate a compromise. And we're well within our rights to write a letter as a board and say we have problems with it. But I'm a little bit at a loss for what's gonna happen. There are state laws that we know that one of the recycle centers is not in compliance, and we know that that there's some other issues regarding the sea container and all the other stuff. But in my opinion, there was a much better way to handle it, and they just didn't do it.
And I agree. Also on August 15th, I attended the Keep Oceano Beautiful Committee meeting, which is the committee that is spearheading the October cleanup. And Art Trinidad from the county planning office, and another gentleman, I didn't get his name, attended, as well as Supervisor Teixeira and Debbie Gieslin, his administrative assistant. What really came out of that meeting is that we really need more volunteers. The committee is really taxed with a lot of issues, so we need volunteers. We need trucks and teams of people to pick up the whatever is needed for the senior citizens and people who are not physically able to put August 30th at 6:30 here at 1655 Front Street. And I'm encouraging all those who are interested to please attend so we can make this the event that it needs to be. We want to get the district clean and set up for our next big project, which will be our Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Thelma?
Yes.
August 30th is on a Monday?
August 29th, excuse me.
Oh, okay. At what time?
6:30.
At the depot, did you say?
Here.
Oh, here in the district?
Yes.
Okay. And there'll be ways to how to volunteer at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
And that concludes my report.
Okay, Matt, you got anything?
Not at this time. Later on, I'll discuss the personnel committee that I think we're going to have to schedule for next week. So.
Okay. Ms. Mary?
No, ma'am.
No. Rick?
No, I have nothing.
Okay. I also went to the sanitation meeting, and quite a bit of discussion on various items, the ones that Tom went over. They have gotten a response put together for the grand jury, which will be going to them, I think, tomorrow on the complaints. And also they will have a contract for the superintendent for the sanitation district.
Canceled.
And I don't know. They apparently couldn't get together because the two other board members besides myself had something else going on that contradicted, so they moved it to Monday. So this last Monday is when we had our meeting instead of last Wednesday.
Yeah, but they were both busy, and their alternates were also busy,
yeah,
they
couldn't,
so they moved it to Monday.
Get enough people there.
And does that body work under a two-thirds vote or a majority or a census? Excuse me.
Well, there's only three of us, so it would be majority.
They work under two-thirds vote, huh? Because most small boards will do consensus.
Well, so far that's what I've seen. And if I'll get you guys some copies of it. I just got it tonight on
grand jury
thing. So you'll have that. You'll have it to read. It's
perhaps that could be put in the Friday report.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. Gieslin?
Say again.
To put the grand jury information in the Friday report.
Can I put that then?
Yeah. If
for
President
the sanitation
Angelo,
district?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that, no problem.
I think that'd be a good way to say
okay, that'd
it.
Be great. That's easier. Yeah, I know everybody will get it.
Mr. Gieslin, you're planning, you mentioned sanitation district further up, you know, in the future, so we can come back at that time and discuss.
Well, we don't have anything on the sanitation district on tonight's agenda,
right.
But we are planning to come forward with a report.
Okay. And then we can go forward from there.
Mrs. President, just maybe just a quick needed to prove that contract prior to the that going forward. So if we could just maybe possibly keep our finger on that pulse, and it's been 3 weeks now. And since that contract's been approved, and what now? What can we see? I mean, where is their response? You know, from the previous grand jury findings, and is the county willing to do that audit that they said they're?
Oh, doing? They're doing the audit.
Yeah.
They've been down there the last 3 days doing the audit.
Okay. And well, I just like to keep maybe the pressure on that until so it just didn't get displaced and.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll take care of it. And I think that's pretty much everything else that's been covered with the numbers being off. Oh, there was one other thing. The environmental assessment that you were talking about, I had some information that came in to that, and I'm pretty much what you said. There's things in here that they were discussing, so there's no sense in repeating a lot of this. And that's really all there is, because everything's been touched on and stuff is being finally done. So we're at the point now where we're wait for the grand jury and wait on the findings for the release of stuff. I can't remember what it was.
Did the sanitation district with other, I don't know how much I can say legally, but
yeah.
Right. But I think it would be irresponsible of the sanitation district not to report a potential claim to their insurance company, unless the state of California is just going to give us a free pass.
No. I think there's been communication. I don't.
You know, but it's going to be a significant fine, and who is it going to come from?
Perhaps we can ask President Angelo to put on the agenda that they tendered the defense for the sewage spill from last December to their insurance company and ask for a letter on that.
Yeah.
Because I think that, there's a limited time with the amount to trigger if we want the sanitation district to act in the best interest of the community here. And
okay.
So if there is coverage, the insurance company has the right to ferret that out.
Okay. So. I'll check on that and see if they've gotten anything in writing.
Because, I'd rather insurance coverage handle that than
that's
the people
why you
of Oceano.
Have insurance.
Yes. Right? Well, and a lot of people don't want to do that because then their insurance goes up.
That's what it's there for. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. That's what it's there for.
They make plenty of money.
You know, this costs people of Oceano $80,000.
Okay. And, Rick, did you have any reports or anything?
No. I did have a tech meeting at the beginning of the month, and that was reported on the last meeting.
Okay.
I haven't had anything since. Thank you.
Fees. Things like AGP Video, the phone bill, landscaping company, JV Dewar for fuel, gas company, Mission Linen, $6,000 to Wallace for engineering. That was the bills from the FEMA stuff that we worked on. Aquametric, which is our chlorine, and then our commercial maintenance and our mailing charges. And I'll pass that forward if there's not any questions.
Okay.
Okay, do I hear a motion for approval?
I move to approve the bills as submitted.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes. We're done with that one. Okay, now we come to the fun stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Approve the 11-12 budget. Discussion on that?
Madam Chairman, we have a public records, a public comment request by Giselle Naylor.
Okay. On this item?
On this item, yes.
Can we do that at the end of the, when you get done with everything?
Or I thought we'd do it at the beginning.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
And it's strictly on this item?
On this item, correct.
Okay.
Which item are we on?
Item 10A, the budget.
Inspection. And also, can we identify what was just handed to Mr. Guerrero by Mr. Giesland? Because if that's
Ms. Naylor, you have to keep to the subject at hand. I am. You're not allowed to ask questions. You're allowed to make your comment and then go forward.
Actually, I believe I am allowed to ask questions under the Ralph Brown Act. But I just want to make a note. We're talking about the budget, and I'm asking Mr. Guerrero the nature of the paperwork that Mr. Giesland just handed to him, and if that has anything to do with tonight's meeting.
I don't
find it irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly.
You should read Robert's Rules of Order.
I just wanted to let you know that you're in violation of the Ralph Brown Act, because if there was a budget, I asked for it today in paper form, and I was denied that. My understanding is under the Ralph Brown Act, if you receive paper copies of documents associated with the agenda, then the people of Oceano shall be provided copies of those documents in the same format immediately.
Mrs. President, I would just like to point out that the budget item that we have tonight, mm-hmm. it was given to us as a draft. We will approve that tonight and then come back at the next board meeting to finalize the revised budget. Is that correct?
Actually, we're going to vote to approve the budget tonight, but Ms. Naylor was given a copy of the budget in the packet that she received this afternoon when she came to get the stuff. So it was in her possession.
Thank you, Mr. Giesland.
Plus it's been online since day one, and it has been record from that time.
Right. And we do have up to 21 days to respond to public comment in writing.
Public record request.
Okay.
In writing.
This is not a...
All right. No. You're out of order.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I'd like to correct something that was improperly stated.
I'm sorry. Your time is up. Thank you.
I never received any written budget.
Thank
and
you.
I have the paperwork.
Your time
that
is up. Thank
tonight.
You.
Okay. And we have a motion to approve the fiscal year budget for 2010-2011.
Is there any discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I got distracted. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, don't we usually make a motion and then it's open for discussion? Is that how we do it, or are you discussing it first and then making the motions? I just want to keep up.
Keep up?
Keep up.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do discussion first then. Okay, Mary, you got some questions?
I don't really have any questions besides I think you got really, really close to the revenue and expenses, and I really have to applaud you on that. I did have a chance to look at it and compare it to last year's budget, and it pretty much panned out. I think people need to remember that it's a proposed budget and that we should always review our annual budget quarterly to see if there's shifts and changes. Mm-hmm. And so I was really quite happy with it. I thought it was a good piece of information to work from.
Very easy to follow. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt, do you have any comments?
No, I've reviewed it. It's it seems to be consistent with the discussion that we had last at the last meeting. So
okay.
I have no comment.
Ricky?
I have none. I think it's what it is. Good job.
Yeah. The only thing that I would keep in mind, I'm not saying I would add it, but I would definitely keep it in mind, is the sale of water. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to put it down, and we certainly shouldn't bank on it, but out there in the world, there's a thirsty town.
Very thirsty, huh? Okay, if there's no other comments or questions,
I move that we accept. I mean, I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposed annual budget for 2011-2012.
I second that motion.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Caroline.
A budget, an audit, all of that.
Should have brought some cookies or something. Yeah.
What's a girl to do?
Okay. Next item is discussion for letter of engagement, review for Presley and Associates.
Yes, Madam Chairman, you have the accounting firm of Presley and Associates that we have want you to consider bringing them in so that we meet our deadlines of getting the stuff ready. You have the engagement, you have the list before you of the other districts that this firm has served, we wish to engage them until we get through this hurdle.
Does anyone have any comments?
Have you worked with them before, sir?
No, I haven't, but I got we got three strong recommendations from three other CPA firms. And what excited me about him and his firm is they have tremendous public agency experience.
Yeah, I like that they're from out of the area. I like that a lot. They are from the Southland. I mean, most of their people are from the Inland Empire area. Mm-hmm. And so next door to Bell, not in Bell or near Bell, but next door. So I really liked that they would, and they also had special service district. So they appeared to be able to hit the ground running.
They have, and it's been the initial discussions have been very, very positive.
Great.
Okay. Any other comments? Any questions?
They did the city of Taft. That's
yeah, they did Porterville.
They did it twice.
Got a cousin over there.
It's a good place to be from.
Uh huh. Got an orange grove cheap. You want to buy it? Okay, and can I get a motion for approval to approve a letter of engagement? Approve the letter of engagement?
I'll so move.
Go ahead. Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, Director Searcy and Director...
Matt
Guerrero. Lost the last name thing.
It's not that late yet.
Okay. And roll call, please.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
President Angela?
Yes. Okay. Request for proposal for audit services.
Okay, Madam President, I need to give you an update on that. In order to do 9, 10, and 10, 11, we need closed books. And that is what we've entertained the thing with Presley and Associates to help us get over that hump. I spoke earlier bringing Sharon Negrati to help facilitate right. that. Our biggest problem in the past has been is that we've had a system in place to where we get the data entered, we get everything put in as the staff thinks it should be, but we run into issues where nobody's going through and closing the books on a normal basis. And I believe even before I got here, you received a report from Sharon Negrati that said that the books were running 19 months behind in getting them closed. So we did, to be proactive, we did send out requests for proposals, and they were due in on the they were due in on the 15th, and we would make a decision by our next board meeting and then get everybody off running on the 15th. But because my confidence level in the closed books, we're still shooting for the 15th, but I granted permission from people that submitted proposals to extend their time, because when they come in and do this, they send a team of people in, mm-hmm. and if we're not ready, that means that's business they could have got from somebody else, and I didn't want to jeopardize their business interests, nor jeopardize us by, you know, in theory, if we engage them and we weren't ready, then we'd have to pay them for that time anyways. So I took a fairly conservative approach, talk to them, and at our next meeting, you will be given several requests for proposal to review and go over, and then you guys will make the decision based on those that we come. But where we are in closing our own books, it's like the old thing, we've met the enemy and he is us, and we need to get that resolved. So we have a full court press on that right now. I laid a bunch of guilt on Harold to get more, to get him more proactive as well, to get stuff done. But we're moving forward, and I know you guys like to thank me, but the reality of it is that it's the staff that's doing it. I'm just barking out orders and taking care of businesses that needs to be fit. The staff has really got the knows what we got to do. I have 3 grant requests on my desk that I can't do a dang thing about. Because I don't have closed books and I don't have audited books. And we're all worried about revenue. Yes. And there's things that we need to do. So that's where we stand on that. So there's really no action, but it was just to give you an update.
Okay.
Well, is there some way we can... I know that Harold is tight. Is there some way you do have recommendations for staffing where you can get the proper help, because I understand how...
Yeah, that's why we wish to engage Presley and Associates.
Okay. So you've overcome that. Right. Great.
Okay. And then this audit review for 2008-2009?
Yeah, you have the draft portion okay. of the audit, which we still have to get the final version. And like I said, I was waiting okay. on counsel. And I forgot to tell you that our counsel couldn't be here tonight because her mother's gravely ill and she had to be in Portland, but she's a phone call away if we need anything. She got me her letter this morning. I got Kirk and Seamus's on Monday, and there's some final paperwork, and then I will pick up the draft. The drafts will become final, and they'll be in your hands next meeting to approve.
Okay,
is there any other questions?
No.
Let me just... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, what I was going to point out earlier was when I read the draft, it had a lot of findings that came up that would have a very negative connotation. However, on reviewing each of those in turn, those have been addressed.
Yeah.
And I don't... These findings that are negative findings do not... The conditions do not exist anymore and have been handled.
And we're going to have a discussion on that as well. It's... You got to remember, you engaged these people in April of 2011. Mm-hmm. It should have taken them 30 days tops. It's now going on. We got them when we finally held their feet to the fire. We finally got it. And there was a big push and pull, and I'm embarrassed to say that the previous management got a lot of this information and just failed to act. And I know I'm not, I don't like talking out of school like that, but that's the reality. And so when their findings, you know, it puts us in a very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Director Lucy?
Yeah, that's the part that I didn't understand, is the timeline. I know that it says that they didn't, you know, there's lots of things that could be disputed in this, as I read it too. So what do you think the most severe negative thing could happen on having an audit come back with this many findings?
What I'm going to do is, on some of those, I'm going to push back. I already have. Uh-huh. And as I explained to you before, the initial first draft that we got was extremely adverse.
Right.
All I can do now is push back, and if they still leave it in there, then we put a written response that says, yes, we do this. I think he cited payroll action notices. We're not not in employee files there. And that's basic stuff, and they're right. We went through all the files, and there's no payroll action notices. So the girls went online and pulled off five or six examples and picked the one that's the most efficient for us. And every employee on September 1 will have the baseline drawn for their payroll action notices, and they'll all be in the files. Yeah. And any subsequent employee that we bring on will have that as well. And then, you know, we have talk of that we have an employee manual, and it depends on what year. And there's a couple drafts of ones that are laying around, and they're not accurate. They're not even close to being accurate. So right. It's on the board to get done, but, you know.
But you can only do so much so fast, and, you know, HR issues are.
I know, but it all goes hand in hand, right? They're looking for control.
Right. So, so in our future funding, having an audit that you know, you've pushed and pushed as much as you can, right? You know, I mean.
Right.
How bad is the damage going to be, I guess, is my question
to you. I don't think the damage is going to be bad in respect, because we're going to come back with answers. We're not just going to hand them the deal and say, my dog ate my homework. Right. We're going to say, yes, this is right, and on this date we've done this, and we've got this in place. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Right. Things happen. But it's your corrective action that you take that puts you forward on the top, and that's the strategy we're going to take. Yeah, it's got some bizarre things in it. And I don't think anybody's to blame from a standpoint, because the people we want to blame aren't here, and there's nothing we can do about it anyway. So let's go forward.
Right.
I
just want to know what the fallout would be.
I don't want to drop from that AAA, you know, credit.
We never discussed that.
Okay. We discussed the 2009 and 2010 and 2010-11 already, correct?
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
So.
Yep. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I see Mr. Dacey here. Does he have an issue he'd like to bring up with the board? Maybe we can address his issue. Yeah.
No, actually.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm Mike Dacey. You know, there's been changes, obviously. And I'm just trying to watch and learn what the new process is.
Okay.
On WillServ, letters, utilities, and all that. Yeah. Since, you know, I am more knowledgeable on the past than the future or present. So I thought I'd watch and see what.
Okay.
See what it is. No big deal. And,
Well, good.
But I'm really surprised. I'm very few people here. The last time I see it was
madhouse. Yeah.
Standing alone.
Well, good to see you, Mike. I didn't know if you had something you wanted to bring up. I'm sorry. Sorry for interrupting on that.
Okay, utility items. This is the well serve extension for OCSD project 6702 for Coker Ellsworth, track 2424.
Speak. I'm sorry.
Okay. Recommended action. Where do we go with
Wait,
this?
The staff wishes you to extend Mr. Ellsworth's letter. I touched on it in my report.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Got current on his fees.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just a matter of him getting his the money to go build that project is basically it. So.
Okay. And do I hear a motion for the recommended action for will serve extension?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Let's see. Roll call vote.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Okay. We are down to public comment.
Yes, we have one, Mr. Zell Mailer.
With respect to the extension on the will serve letter, how many new hookups are there going to be with this?
It's going to be 11.
11?
11.
Okay, well, I was thinking 12. But okay.
Is that it, Giselle? Ms. Naylor? Is that it? Thank you.
Okay. And board member discussion?
I would like to point out that that project's been on the books for a long time, and we're just extending it should the economic fortunes change so he can go forward and build.
Yeah. I understand that.
Clear.
Okay.
Terms before November 2012.
I have one thing I'd like to bring up. In the checks, warrants that were given to us, there's one to Moss Levy, which seems appropriate. It's for $7,000, but it's not included in our warrant packet. And I want to make sure that we can have board approval.
That was actually in a packet several weeks ago.
Yes. Okay.
And you all opted not to sign it because there had been no progress made on the audit.
That's
so
right.
Tom
now
gave
the
his
audit's
okay.
Done.
Right. Tom gave his okay to have that put into that work.
The push hasn't begun.
All right, that's fine. I'm comfortable. I mean, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I just didn't know what the answer was. The other thing is I had a discussion with Mr. Gieselin a day or two ago about setting up a personnel committee meeting that appears appropriate. We had discussed Monday for setting it up. We had not locked down a time. I don't know if that's still available.
I think it's still available. I forgot about the cleanup committee.
Perhaps we could go before that. What's that, at 6:30?
Yes.
Maybe we could do a meeting at 5:30?
I think we need a little more time than that.
Maybe 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that'd be all right.
An hour and a half, that probably.
I have to, I'm pretty sure it's okay, but I have to double check it.
And I would also like to call a finance meeting. Perhaps on the 12th of February. Excuse me.
September.
Sure. September.
The 12th of never.
Okay. Wow. The 12th of
September.
And what would be a good time for you, Mary?
Is that the second week?
That's a Monday.
That's the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the director if she'd be so kind as to maybe either make that the week before or the following week after, because I think I've told all of you I'll be absent
that's right.
week. And As a matter of fact, Marie will run the meeting with Director Angelo that day.
Okay, how about the 19th?
The what?
The 19th.
No, I won't be back until, I'll be gone from the 13th to the 20th, and I'm going to be in scramble mode the day before I leave to make sure everything's addressed.
The 26th.
26th.
So, I'm wondering, I don't mean to speak out of turn, but
sure.
Is that going to give staff enough time to actually put these line items into the justification?
Well, let me ask.
I don't want to press. I mean,
sure.
You can work off this just fine for, you know, a number of time, but they still have to spread it out over, you know, the format that they're creating. And you don't want to use the old one, but there are some things that are standard, like the tax revenue goes for the fire, JPA, you know, things like that.
Okay. Marie?
So when I guess it would be more on Marie's availability than...
Is it a checkup meeting as to where we're
actually, I would like to, and maybe I'm being premature. However, I'm hoping that I can attend this finance seminar.
Right.
And bring back the information that I've gleaned and start putting it into the finance and how we're going to, the information that I gleaned from this and start sharing it. And also to maybe discuss the revenue projects that we are considering in the near future.
Do you need the committee for this? Can you do this with staff?
Absolutely.
Knock yourself out.
Okay, then. We'll just do it that way, and we'll come up with a date in the future then.
The only reason why I'm just questioning is because on the 15th we're closing books,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that report that Marie will give at that meeting will tell you where we stood for that year.
Okay.
And so I'm sure there's going to be a fairly lively discussion on that.
Okay.
And I need time to prep her and that type of thing. And and then if we wait till the end of the month, we should have a pretty good idea of where we're going to be with the following year and be halfway home to get that closed. So I'm just thinking, as far as the seminar thing, I definitely think that we need participation there and everything else.
That would be good for you to go.
That would be great if she attended the seminar and you closed the books out.
Great.
And then you could tell us what he's saying.
They can't hear you, Mary.
Good. Great.
Okay. Board member items for the next board meeting agenda?
I just have a couple things. Maybe I should have just jumped in on item 13. But at the last tech meeting at Zone 3, the tech meeting and I believe the Zone 3 committee was handed a copy of the Zone 3 bylaws. Yeah. And those bylaws are been stipulated, and there's just a few issues within those bylaws that I think that would not only help us, but the rest of the water purveyors in the five cities to review and to update. They haven't been updated in quite some time. But the rules for changing bylaws or making decisions is one of written notice, not only to Zone 3, but to the Board of Supervisors. And so that hopefully we'll have time here within the next month or so with Zone 3 to sit down in Zone 3 committee, Mary and myself, to kind of discuss that and get through some of those issues, bring that back to the board as a proposal, and then maybe the board can then write a letter to Zone 3 and get that into motion in their body so that action can be taken. And only one other thing. I've been trying to do some innovative thinking on Oceano, and I have a couple ideas. I don't have any money, but I just wanted to let the board know that I'm actively trying to figure out new services for the community that would be beneficial to them and to us, and keep us pretty much exposed to everything that we're doing and trying to do, and hopefully give the community a sense of this particular board being cohesive and trying to move forward out of the turmoil that we've been in. So that's just kind of a heads up to the board members and to the public. And I applaud the cleanup that's coming to the public. It's coming soon, and hopefully everybody will participate, come out, and volunteer and make a great success. We have the first cleanup up on the wall today with a plaque, and it was just substantial. So I encourage the public to get involved, pick up the notices at the office, make your phone calls, and participate. And thank you.
Come to the meeting. Okay. Is there anything else? Matt, do you have anything?
No.
No? Mary?
I just wanted to let you know that I most likely will be out of town the second meeting in, it's going to be the second week in October.
October.
It's Pride weekend.
Oh, okay. Ninth chances, what you thinking?
14.
Okay. And
that Rick and I will be attending the RAC and the TAC this coming month, and Zone 3.
Okay, good. Okay. Foma, you have anything else? No, I covered it?
Thank
okay.
you. Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't have anything at this time. Do we have any written communications? No written communications?
Do I have any written
communications? Yeah.
You got any hate mail?
I have a file.
I don't have any written communication that I haven't discussed already.
Okay, great. Okay, then.
There is one other thing. Mr. Gieslin called me a few weeks back about a special training on September 14th. Do you know, is that still on?
Oh, yeah.
You had spoken to me about Director Angel, or President Angel, and I go into that.
The thing that Molly was talking about?
Yeah, workshop?
Until she gets back, I'm thinking it is for real.
Okay.
But until she gets back, she's been pretty distorted the last 2 days.
Well, that's the same day as our meeting, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'll be refreshed.
And so, okay, well, just keep me informed and let me know. I'm trying to stay flexible on that day.
Yeah, I had marked that in the calendar so I wouldn't forget to.
And Mr. Gieslin, is there a community meeting that you're aware of in Napomo right around? I saw it in the newspaper, but I unfortunately didn't save that section in the newspaper.
There was a community meeting yesterday in Napomo that concerned the Napomo's water pipeline.
That's the one.
But because of my fiduciary responsibility to the district, I am not allowed, even though I am a ratepayer there, I am not allowed to participate in those meetings and only provide information as needed.
Can you point us in the direction of somebody who attended? Or do you know if there'll be a report or something?
I was surprised because the word I got, it was standing room only, and it got pretty heated. But I could give you a list of names of people that I'm pretty sure were there.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to catch that.
Okay, if there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No. You already had public comment. You've already did public comment.
You did it on 12.
That's you did it on 11, not 12.
No, you did it on 12, yeah, and that's why I said, did you have anything else?
We are adjourned.